This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's a first-of-its-kind investigation by the federal government. Two hospitals, one in Missouri, the other in Kansas, that refused to provide an emergency abortion for a pregnant woman who was going through premature labor, put her life in jeopardy and violated federal law, according to the investigation's findings. The woman finally went to an abortion clinic in Illinois. The troubled First Republic Bank will now become J.P. Morgan Chase Bank branches. The AP's Jennifer King.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation announced early Monday that California regulators had seized control of First Republic Bank and sold it to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. Their locations will reopen today as J.P. Morgan Chase Bank branches. The company will assume all of First Republic's deposits and substantially all of the bank assets. Regulators worked late into the night Sunday after a midday deadline for bids passed. San Francisco-based First Republic has been seen as the most likely to fail since the collapses of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in early March.
Former President Trump's attorney is requesting a mistrial this morning in his client's rape case, saying the judge overseeing the civil proceedings in federal court has ruled in a biased manner against Mr. Trump. E. Jean Carroll, a writer, is suing Donald Trump in New York. He denies her accusations. Still out there somewhere, the man suspected of shooting dead five people north of Houston. The AP's Julie Walker is tracking this investigation.
Officials say the AK-style weapon Francisco Oropeza used has been recovered, but they don't know if he has another gun, so consider him armed and dangerous. The sheriff says Oropeza was drunk and angry after a neighbor asked him to move away from his home to fire off a gun to blow off steam so his baby could sleep.
The power got knocked out to thousands of people in Maine by a storm that spawned 70-mile-per-hour winds. Some roads got washed out, and some rivers are continuing to rise. This is AP News. So what's big at the box office?
The Super Mario Brothers movie is the box office champ for a fourth straight weekend. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
Just popping this pipe and we're on our way. It's the only way to fly, man.
The Super Mario Brothers movie raked in another $40 million in North America, according to studio estimates. It did not face any new blockbuster competition, but it will next week when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 comes out. Number two this week is Evil Dead Rise. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, debuted in third place. John Wick Chapter 4 is in fourth. Number five was Star Wars Return of the Jedi. It was re-released to mark its 40th anniversary. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Near Amsterdam in the Netherlands, they've been searching for precious jewelry looted by the Nazis during World War II, but so far they found no treasure. They did find a World War II-era bullet, some twisted scrap metal, a crumpled car wheel, and muddy boots. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.